Welcome to A Fresh Review with Fresh Media Works. I'm Jack. Informed bloggers worldwide know the name David Weiner, and with that name, a lot of weblog and outlining history is understood at one time. I am unable to briefly encapsulate David Weiner's CV in the limited time that this review allows. I will tell you that the guy who created RSS 2.0 and the author of the world's oldest continually maintained blog also has a little podcast called Morning Coffee Notes. A really infrequent podcast, I always find myself hoping to see an update. This is not because Dave has a great understanding of what works in media. It really doesn't even matter that Dave has access to lots of important developers and is as much a blogging guru as he is the guy who's been talking about outlining data forever.
This is John Palfrey, and John is the executive director at Berkman Center at Harvard Law School.
David Weiner is a passionate guy. His blog, scripting.com, is a mainstay for a huge portion of readers and bloggers alike. With that responsibility, he takes great pride in regularly updating that site, often a half a dozen times or more a day. But his podcast seems to only arrive when he's really excited about something.
Because I have a very, very, very specific idea, which is something that either Microsoft or Yahoo could implement, and it would immediately put a lot of pressure on Google, and in a very, very good way.
He's got a case to make, and he makes it.
And then there are just some like super selfish people out there who just want to extract their pound of flesh. They got to work with you the way they want to work with you, like Mitch Ratcliffe. Which brings me around to my point, okay? So when a guy like Mitch Ratcliffe, like, does he not know that 3 years ago I had open heart surgery? I mean, come on.
Or when he's on his way to someplace special and captures some of the best podcast audio one could dream of.
We should have known the big one was going to happen because it snowed on Christmas Day. And we were talking about Christmas, and I told my husband the other night, I said, you know what? We'll never have Christmas in our house. But the last one we had, we played in the snow.
Political, tech, publishing, the war, current events, new slants on pop culture, blogging, and syndication are regular topics Mr. Weiner covers in his regrettably infrequent morning coffee notes.
I mean, a guy gets space on the New York Times op-ed page. One would think that he'd have an obligation to at least have the appearance of being honest.
After listening for a while, even if you aren't a geek, and even if you don't really care what OPML does, you get the idea that the entire internet is getting better when Dave is not podcasting, but working on developing new ways of computing.
We saw a demo today of the next version of Hotmail. It looks pretty good. You know, that's the other thing, is that Microsoft's demos sucked so bad that there were some really good things in there that you kind of didn't even notice because the other things sucked so much.
Listen and subscribe, and you will undoubtedly look forward to the next show. 3 days, 1 week, or 1 month later, it's always worth it. I can't say for sure that this podcast is always work safe. It usually is, but it's a real-life, unedited podcast that often has guests and public interviews and discussion. It's pretty safe, but don't hold me to it. Nothing blatantly offensive unless you're Google defending the limits for your API. Find the show at morningcoffeenotes.com. There are so many podcasts out there, I'll be working hard to find the ones that you just can't miss. Good content and lovable audio are what Fresh Media is all about. Check Fresh Media Works out on the web at www.freshmediaworks.com. And in the meantime, go update your podcatcher.